Good evening, and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and with me in the studio tonight are two members of the popular a cappella group No Promises, Joshua Steele and Nat Commissar. Hey, guys, I've been listening to a little bit of the preview of your new record, All Wet, and wow, man, you guys are tight.
Thanks.
The arrangements are complex. The multiplicity of vocal parts in the harmonies, you guys must practice 24/7 to sound this good, huh?
That's nice to hear. Thanks,
yeah,
Ron.
Thank you.
What's the history of No Promises?
So the group was founded about 4 years ago. We got together with the aim of making the best a cappella group in the universe. And, you know, we're interested in a wide variety of styles. And I think our repertoire reflects that. But we do vocal jazz, Motown, adult contemporary, you name it.
And from what I heard, you guys really can do that stuff with great attention to detail. Real clean, super tight. So, Josh, you are the producer, maybe?
Yeah, producer. I do most of the arrangements. And I'll tell you, the first thing is, you know, knowing you're going to arrange for a group of guys with that skill level makes it a whole lot easier. You don't have to worry about the complexity of stuff. That said, I think you're right. A cappella is all in the details, right?
It sure is. And I tell you what, you know, going back to male vocal ensembles, of course, I think of the great doo-wop groups,
yeah, sure,
of the 50s. So how long have you guys been together now?
It's been 4 years. I'd say this current iteration, we've been singing together for about a year with this group of guys that we're going to have at Memorial Hall.
Yeah, Josh, why don't you tell us who's currently in the group, No Promises?
Sure, sure. Well, let's go from highest to lowest. I do most of the falsettoing in the group, and we have a guy named Charlie Harper, who lives in the Anderson area. He's an IT professional and a IATSE union stagehand. Got a couple great sort of lead vocalists, a guy named Adam Wheeler from Miamisburg. Many folks know him as a professional drummer in the area. He's played with all kinds of groups. We've got a couple guest artists right now who are really fantastic, a couple of young guys. Noah Berry, who is a Dayton native, a recent graduate of NKU, and I was actually his voice teacher, which is how he came to be in the group. But he just came off the national tour of the Buddy Holly Story, and he's going back out on tour this fall with Spamalot. And then we got another young guy by the name of Skylar Vargas. He's getting his master's at CCM in opera, but moonlights with us singing pop music. And then we got a handful of baritones and basses, a local hairdresser, very beloved by the name of Jeffrey Grooms, David Baum, who's a Broadway veteran who has moved back to town and created a second act for himself as a clinical psychologist. And our basses are my dear friend here to my left, Mr. Nat Commissar, who has a colorful history of his own, and Mr. Matt Croy, who has the longest drive. He comes down from Findlay, Ohio to rehearse with us once a week.
So you guys, obviously, to sound as good as you do, you rehearse regularly, huh?
Yeah, once a week for about 2.5 hours. We try not to mess around too much if we can help it.
You mentioned, of course, David Baum. He was a Broadway actor and is now a clinical psychologist.
Right. David's a cool guy, very talented. He was in the Broadway productions of Chorus Line and Mary Poppins and said, "That's it. I did it." And he came back home and he's got his own small practice. He works with the VA in Dayton, so he can do it all.
And of course, our bass man right here. Our bass man, Nat Commissar, a household name amongst the a bunch of Cincinnatians who enjoyed many a dinner at the Maisonette. Hey, Nat, what is your musical background?
I actually started singing when I was 5 years old. My grandfather was in a band. He played saxophone and he sang. Actually, my grandfather's the guy, one of the guys, that started the local barbershop chapter in 1939. And then my grandmother sang and danced. My mother started teaching me to sing a cappella when I was 5, and it just grew. When I was 15 at high school at Country Day, they didn't have an a cappella group, so I started one. Then I joined a chapter of the Barbershop Society, and it grew and grew and grew. Did it in college, came home, sang here and there, sang with some bands locally. Larry and Timmy Goshorn were good buddies, and I played with them and sang for a lot of good, fun gigs. And then last fall, I'm browsing the internet looking for a cappella because I do it all the time. Mm-hmm. And there's this group and they have this release of Alicia Keys, If I Ain't Got You. And I loved it. So I clicked on a link. I thought I'd go to their concert at Memorial Hall, and it was sold out. And I was ticked off. And I called the box office, and I called the Memorial Hall manager. And Josh manages Memorial Hall. So I don't know if I talked to him or not. But I talked to somebody, and I pleaded and pleaded, and they didn't have a seat for me.
Extremely rude. That's how we do it.
Terribly rude.
Yeah, yeah.
The end of the story was, is I sent him an email and said, hey, if you're looking for a bass, I'd happy to audition. And I got an email the next day.
And it was funny, at that concert, we only had one bass at the time. And mm-hmm. about three songs to the end, he turns to me and says, I've got nothing left. So it was quite opportune to have another bass in the wings.
So how do you guys go about picking your material? I know there's a wide range of material on your new release, All Wet. How do you guys go about picking tunes?
Well, it's an interesting question. Some of the tunes come from certain opportunities. You know, someone requests something at a wedding or, you know, we need certain tunes for a Christmas set. I think a lot of singers, I think we naturally gravitate towards the ballads.
Absolutely.
A lot of time, all the, you know, the pretty stuff. And then, you know, we're often saying, we need some more up-tempo to offset this. So right now, for example, we're looking for a couple new sort of pop tunes to add to our repertoire. We are eyeing a sort of limited jazz release for 2019. That would be maybe an EP of five tunes. So, you know, we're looking for another kind of vocal jazz, maybe Great American Songbook to add. So let us know if you have suggestions, Ron.
Well, the Great American Songbook, you got a lot of choices on there, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Where was this CD recorded? It really sounds fantastic.
In Audio Grotto, a guy named Ashley Shepard over in Newport. Spectacularly talented individual and really just a perfect spot for us.
Talking about a cappella groups, there's a lot of really good modern a cappella groups out there. Now, who are some of your favorites?
Well, you know, that's the fun question. I think Nat and I both kind of gravitate towards, you know, some of the older groups ourselves. And we've kind of got a throwback sound. You know, you won't hear us doing like vocal percussion like you might hear from the Pentatonix or Straight No Chaser. Some of my inspirations are like Take Six, the great gospel group. I mean, just the pinnacle of a cappella music for me.
Oh, man.
And the thing about them, I mean, obviously incredible voices, but I mean, they were doing that stuff in the 80s before you could do all that studio magic that's done today. So, you know, that was a real bona fide sound. I'm really into the high-lows the mid-century, all the Gene Perling stuff, Manhattan Transfer. I know you've got a lot of inspiration.
Yeah, well, Ron and I are the same age. It would be high-lows, Four Freshmen, that kind of stuff. And even the Beach Boys, when Pet Sounds came out and they sang God Only Knows, I mean, I was done.
Yeah.
I was done.
So you guys have played some engagements out of town.
Yeah, we actually just came back from a duet of shows we did in upstate New York, two awesome historic venues. And we have had kind of a busy year. We just did a show a couple months ago with the Queen City Sisters, a great trio that kind of does Andrew Sisters kind of stuff. And then coming up, we'll be going to Indianapolis. We're doing a conference called Arts Midwest. We're doing a showcase for kind of talent buyers across the region. And then we're going to wrap up the year with our annual Christmas tour, which is really popular. We do, you know, churches and venues across the state and sing tunes from our other record, which is a Christmas record full of, you know, vocal jazz and kind of hymns and stuff like that.
Hey, where will the new CD, All Wet, be available locally?
We're going to sell it through, you know, iTunes and Spotify, so you can certainly find it online. This concert on August 30th is the local release. So that'll be the first chance for the general public to pick up a copy.
So this time around, you're in the big hall at Memorial.
Hall. So this infamous concert that Nat mentioned.
Yeah.
We were sold out standing room only in the ballrooms downstairs. And we thought, you know, we're going to take the plunge and go up into the big hall. 556 seats to sell.
I tell you what, Memorial Hall absolutely is one of my favorite places to hear, particularly acoustic-oriented music.
Yeah, I mean, I'm biased because I run the place. But, I mean, in my personal opinion, it's the best acoustic space in town, and I'm really excited to hear our voices up there. It's going to be very nice.
I want to thank both of you guys for coming in tonight and talking with us about your new release, All Wet, and your performance coming up at Memorial Hall.
Our pleasure. Thanks
a lot. Thank you very much.
I've been in conversation with Joshua Steele and Nat Commissar from the a cappella group No Promises, who will be performing on stage at Memorial Hall Thursday, August 30th at 8 p.m. Their new CD release is entitled All Wet, and you'll find a link to both the concert and the CD at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito.
Longer than there have been fishes in the ocean, higher than any bird ever flew, longer than there have been stars up in the heavens, I've been in love with you. Stronger than any mountain cathedral, truer than any tree ever grew, deeper than any forest primeval, I am in love with you. Showers in the spring.